Hello, everybody out there in Music Video Land, and welcome to another edition of the Music Video Land podcast, brought to you by your super good friends at imvdb.com, the Internet Music Video Database. My name's Adam, and with me as usual is the B-baller himself, Mr. Douglas Klinger. How are you, Doug?
Doing super good, hooping it up.
Doug likes the, he's got hoop dreams. And then all somebody who also has tons of hoop dreams is Mr. Adam Alexander, Fringe Music Fix. Adam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm cold, though. It's cold up here. It is. It's cold up here in Canada.
You can't play basketball in the snow.
No, Adam, do your chip joke.
My ringalo joke.
Yeah, your ringalo. Because I said hoops, and he said something about ringalos.
And Doug, I had never heard of a ringalo, but a ringalo is like a snack food that we have here. They're a barbecue flavored, like a chip, but I'm not quite sure that it's a chip. Some kind of potato flake processed into a ring, and they're barbecue flavor. They're called ringalos. So though, when he shoots hoops, I shoot those into my mouth. Bags of them.
Fairholme, do you know what a ringalo is?
I've never heard of a ringalo.
Oh man, listeners.
That sounds great though. Maybe we can get like kind of a sponsorship deal from them.
Ringalos, yeah, definitely. Either them or Tim Hortons are on the list.
Tim Hortons has. I think they have enough money. They don't need us. But ringalos, maybe they're small market enough that they could use us to expand into the United States.
We should definitely get a tweet out and tag the ringalo fabrication company. Maybe we'll get some free ringalos.
Is that their Twitter name, the Ringalo Fabrication Company?
No, I think they're made by Humpty Dumpty, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I definitely know Humpty Dumpty. Okay,
that's definitely Canadian.
Well, if people are listening by now, they can definitely tell that we're a podcast that talks about music videos. this is the weekly podcast where we talk about the week in music videos, because music videos never stop, they keep on coming. And I think it's great stuff comes out every week, and this week is no exception. Although I have to say that this week is a week, last week we had tons of, or not tons, but we had a substantial amount of big name artists, and we have a noticeably lower amount of big name artists this week, and a substantially lower amount of sort of single female vocal acts.
Although right there at the top, there's one.
Yeah, but is she staying on the top 10?
Pixie Lott, I'm talking about.
That's right. Yeah, Pixie Lott, Nasty. But even then, that's only going to come in at around 330K or even 300K by the time the end of the week comes.
Yeah, no, it's still going to be a slower week, but there's still, as far as like big numbers at the top of the list, but there's still going to be a lot of big... like there was still a lot is in terms of volume of music videos that came out this week.
And Pixie Lott is actually, she's somebody that I had to kind of refamiliarize myself with, and I realized that she's worked with a lot of great directors. All About Tonight, 2011, directed by Mark Klasfeld. What Do You Take Me For, directed by our good friend Mr. Declan Whitebloom, featuring Pusha T. Which is an interesting combination. But this one was directed by Mr. Brian Barber.
Who directed one of the greatest music videos of all time.
Which is? Oh, Hey Ya.
No, oh yeah, well that's not the one that I would choose. I would choose I Choose You, International Players Anthem UGK.
That is one of your favorite music videos of all time. That's right. Yeah, Brian Barber has a pretty amazing music video resume, including, like I said, Hey Ya, International Players Club Anthem, I Choose You, but also Kelly Clarkson and Adam Lambert, Carrie Hilson, as well as, you know, Bow Wow and Outkast. He did both the Hey Ya and the Way You Move videos, which, you know, as Outkast is reuniting for 40 festivals over the summer, that's kind of topical. But anyway,
did Whole World featuring Killer Mike.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
Circus themed music video.
Wait. Who's Outkast?
It's a Canadian.
Did you guys see this this Tumblr that's out there? There's a Tumblr out there right now it's like the Who the Fuck Is Arcade Fire deal.
Yeah, but the Outkast is recent, relatively recent.
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, the first of all, the kids that go to Coachella, like the majority of the the tween audience. Like, they were little when Outkast was big. They don't know.
2006 is not that long.
Yeah, but even hold on. Idlewild was 2006.
Okay, that's true.
But the even Outkast had faded. Outkast had sort of left the main spotlight in like 2000, late 2004. Because the Love Below speaker box was like 2003, early 2004.
Well, that's when they've got music videos coming out in 2004 for that album. So if you were older than 10 in 2004, you should have perspective. And so 20-year-olds should know who Outkast are.
They should.
Well, that's true. But
in principle, they should know.
But you have to be a little bit older to know the earlier stuff, you know, like Bombs Over Baghdad and Miss Jackson and all that stuff. But anyway, yeah,
The internet also is everybody. So you could literally make a Who Is Blank for anyone in the world.
You could
do a Who Is Justin Bieber, whoever, Who Is Miley Cyrus. You can, whoever the biggest names are, the most relevant people for today are, you could still find people on the internet who are saying, who is this person? So let's do that.
Who's Doug Klinger?
Let's stop what we're doing. Huh? Yeah, who's Doug Klinger? Who is Doug Klinger? But let's stop. Let's stop this website and just put all our effort and energy into making Who Is Tumblr accounts from every artist. Every artist in our database. Stop with music videos and transfer over to Who Is Tumblr accounts. Great idea. Great idea, guys.
Well, I definitely was looking for something as an out, so I guess that's the way. So what do you guys think of this Pixie Lot Nasty video, though?
It was decent. Maybe not nasty enough. Maybe it doesn't live up to the name.
I don't know. Yeah, I remember song Nasty Bitch. Remember the video with the weird puppet? Anyway, I'll link to it. That was nasty. This is she's holding up a Chanel purse and smiling.
It should be kind of nasty with this kind of.
That is a Chanel purse.
Yeah, but do you think she got? She's holding that purse up very conspicuously for a significant portion of this video. Is Chanel in the product placement business? I thought they were one of those companies that may be a little above that.
Who knows who's in the product placement business? It's a crazy fucked up world back there,
Humpty
man.
Humpty Dumpty for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely Humpty Dumpty's people call us. You know where to find us. But definitely like a lot of like fitness waters are really big, and anything that's like a. Anything that makes sound, like a Beats by Dre pill, or anything like, or headphones or whatever, or
Plenty of Fish,
yeah, or like, well, yeah, well, they don't do that anymore, but like, yeah. Like remember that, like, there's a ton of like fitness waters that are very tied into music videos, but I haven't seen anything Chanel, or maybe she's just trying to show us her Chanel purse, I don't know.
E-cigarettes.
Are
there or weed vaporizers, one or the other. I think they're the same industry.
Mm-hmm.
So they use a lot. This is great. Yeah, keep going.
So
yeah.
There was I was really excited to see a video for The Worst by Childish Gambino come out along this week.
There's an interesting story behind this video. Both Adam and I can tell it, and I'm going to let Adam Alexander tell this story.
Well, I can definitely attempt to tell it. I might not have all the facts straight, but I do know that this video was in fact released actually a while back, the same day. Yeah, very briefly, and I don't remember if it was him that tweeted it, maybe. But yeah, it was actually released the same day as is it 3005? Is that the
yeah?
So it actually was dropped that same day along with 3005, and then it promptly vanished and was re-released this week. This time, seemingly more official because it was all over the internet.
So, and also on Donald Glover's YouTube account.
Right.
It was the original release was Vimeo.
Yeah, it was a strange...
The director's Vimeo or something, right?
It was a weird thing, too, because he was... I'm not sure whether it was 3005 or The Worst, but one of the videos was hidden in, like, an Easter egg dealy that you had to, like, do some stuff. I think it might have been The Worst. I don't remember. That's such a long time ago. That's like a month ago.
Yeah, and this is directed by Mr. Kyle Nowacek, and as we know that Hiro Murai and Childish Gambino are frequent collaborators, so it's always interesting when there's sort of an established relationship, and you get another director into the mix here. And I thought this was good. This is actually one of my favorite tracks off of... Because the internet, yeah. And also, we should mention that Kyle Nowicek did the video for Heartbeat for Childish Gambino in 2012. So he's not a newcomer to the Childish Gambino family. But I thought this was really interesting. I thought the whole kind of concept of the video, for anybody who hasn't seen it, is Childish Gambino and his friends, I guess, kind of at the beach surfing, smoking weed on surfboards. And it kind of takes them into the night. It's kind of a
clash. And Chance the Rapper's there too, obviously.
Yeah, he's the one next to Gambino in the car, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So he's featured on the track, and
kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. Very. He doesn't have a verse.
He says five.
He should definitely have a verse. That's my only qualm with the track. But the video's good.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper's the most well-known rapper that does not have any sort of album out whatsoever.
Well, he's got mixtapes.
Yeah, but they were pretty big. Yeah, but I know. But if you're on Spotify, you don't get mixtapes. It's a real problem,
right?
And stuff like that. Or if you're on RDO or any of those services, because they're not licensed. So anyway, this video kind of follows. It reminded me of that Because You're Beautiful video by One Direction, just because it's one of those videos that kind of follows a day on the beach in a way, or it kind of has a narrative arc in that way. But there's some really nice moments in this. I can't remember the specific line, but Donald Glover is a funny guy, obviously, and Kyle Nowicek definitely is able to play off that.
It is interesting, though, like... because it seemed like everything that came out before this was so deliberate, like the three videos that Hero directed, you could definitely see a difference. Those all seemed to be, come from the same place. And this definitely seems like a video that wasn't, part of that, kind of package that came with the rollout of the album. Everything prior to that seemed so deliberate. And it's interesting that this came out officially because, obviously Adam and I, but when it first came out, Adam added it to the database, and we actually removed it because it seemed fishy. It wasn't coming from an official source like it is now, and that kind of thing. That's why it has the release date of this week as opposed to months ago when it was first added to the internet, because that seemed more like a leak or something like that. But it was interesting to see that this video came out. It's definitely a good video. It just, definitely not. It doesn't seem to be coming from that same place as the other three videos that came in promotion of the Because the Internet album came from.
Yeah, but I think the other ones were all done with Hero, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a... I think this is outside of that relationship, but I still think it definitely feels like the Internet general canon. Because, Childish Gambino is, I think, some of his most successful collaborations have been with Hero, Mirai. But he's also worked with, like Kyle Nowicek, and also Dan Ekman, who we had on the podcast, right, who directed the Bonfire video. And I think all of those have definitely, and also High Five Collective did the video for Firefly. So they've all brought a different perspective on things. But there definitely seems to be, like, because the internet is very, very focused. If you look at an artistic kind of, if you look at the track list thing, there's all sorts of Roman numerals and stuff. It's very kind of esoteric in that way. And, Childish Gambino seemed to be going down a path with Hero in a way towards that, with these kind of a short film and a little kind of promo piece and then a music video and these all sort of different formats. So this kind of came out of left field, but I still definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, and there are ties to it. Obviously, Chance the Rapper is in the Clapping for the Wrong Reasons short film. He plays Connect Four in it, and so there are definitely ties to that project, because obviously the Clapping for the Wrong Reasons short film is basically the making of the album, so it wouldn't be unusual for anyone who appears on that album to appear in that short film. But so there are ties to this project and the other ones. Those just all seem, naturally being directed by the same person, there's going to be a lot of similarities there, but but I'm not, discrediting this video. It was just interesting to see it officially come out after having it kind of disappear from the internet for a while.
just to confirm, I found it here on the source. This was actually The Worst Guys was the one that required a password, which you had to locate, and then you wanted to do all that really quickly because once you got to it, the video was pulled. So, yeah.
So this was like an Easter egg video that came out.
It was, yeah, and I don't remember where what you had to do to get the password, but you had to go to another site and read something, and yeah, that. So this was definitely the one, which was ironically pulled until now.
Adam Alexander coming through with the good info, solid info.
IMVDB Research Department.
Yeah, he heads it up.
So Doug, you picked this Paloma Faith video, so I've been meaning to ask you about this one, and now is as good a time as any. This is the Paloma Faith Can't Rely on You video, which came out on Monday, directed by Paul Gore, and a very sort of artistically leaning video. So I wanted to give a little introduction to this, because this one did 200K this week. It was a successful video.
If you notice, occasionally I will pick a video, and you'll see it up at the top there, and I will clearly have picked it, but I won't tweet it out, because sometimes I can't really put into words what it is I like about a video, especially not with 140 characters. And so it's like, you know, if I were to have, if somebody like forced me to tweet for this video, it would have been like, I thought this video looked really cool. So, you know,
#hashtag cool.
Kind of, you know, like I was really I'm not really sure what the heck's going on, but you know, it was very like you said, artistically leaning, but it's also like a funky track, and I think that the images kind of reflect that too. It's just like an interesting pairing of these, like, you know, like the settings are very, like you said, artistic, and it's kind of like a rougher, funkier track, and it's an interesting pairing. That's what it's kind of like about it. How'd that do?
6 out of 10. But Paloma Faith is I always remember her by her very red hair, and this is one of those videos that has such a muted color palette that her hair comes out so ridiculously, you know, up in front. And
yeah,
she has,
definitely.
And like you said, it's a funky track, and she, you know, the Paul Gore is putting her in situations like where she is supposed to kind of stand still, but also deliver these kind of very energetic verses, I guess, for lack of a better term. And I don't know, it's like yeah, I can't describe it either. It's just a very, you know, I watched this video all the way to the end and kind of was really interested in each part of it. It's a great video.
Yeah, I can't really, like, there was like a lot of images, like, you know, we even put it, you know, we even, not only did we pick it, but we put it up in the, on our Facebook page at the top and on our Twitter header for a while, because there's a lot of really striking images, and if you just look at the screenshot on Vivo, you know, like you said, her hair really like shines through in all the scenes that she's in. And that's another thing that really drew me to the video, was such an interesting, you know, just like the way her hair would pop in every scene. You know, even the one where she's got a mask on, there's no disputing who that is in those scenes, and it's really interesting. And you know, obviously, I'm assuming that's I don't know too much about Paloma Faith, but I'm sure that her hair is kind of signature.
Yeah, if you watch her other videos, it's also featured there.
So that's what kind of drew me to it initially. And I thought it was a really sharp and interesting video. I can't really tell you what the heck's going on.
I think that maybe I'm just gonna go out on a limb here again, and the gist of it probably ties into what the song is about. Can't Rely on You, and it seems like maybe the idea behind the narrative is that these male characters are in some way failing her, mm-hmm. and you can use the driver as an example, where he's basically escorting her in the cab or whatever kind of car it is, and then he basically just gets out and lets her like fly down a cliff. So he's failed her in that sense, so she can't rely on him. I think that might be the basic idea. There's some other stuff going on, obviously, but that's probably the gist.
Yeah, stuff going on with the guy with the sweet mustache that we.
Yeah, and one guy like drowns her in milk, or kind of leaves her to drown in milk.
Which seems unreliable as well.
Yeah, they're not very reliable guys. Drowning in the milk and letting them fly down cliffs. Don't do that, guys.
I like that.
Don't do it, guys.
That's a pro tip from Adam.
But yeah, I like that. I like that theory. I think that that's. I did get that feeling too when she's because she's literally saying I can't rely on you as a man exits a vehicle and lets it drive down a mountain. So yeah, definitely, I agree with that as well. Yeah, I don't know what the heck that means within the context of the rest of the shit, but it's all pretty cool either way.
So this was a week that had a lot of video, fantastic videos under the 50K mark. By the end of the week, and I think we can definitely come back to the top 10 eventually. But I wanted to kind of visit a few of the videos down market, if you will, under 50K, because there's a lot of directors that we've mentioned before and that we're big fans of that did really incredible work this week that didn't crack 50K for whatever reason. And one of them is a director that I'm a huge fan of, Emil Sornen, who directed the Dizzy Rascal I Don't Need a Reason video from last year. I don't know if that's the one where they're all... Do you guys know the video?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one was for an artist called Disclosure, and the song was called Grab Her. Did you guys see this one?
Yep.
Yeah, loved it.
So it just came out today, and which is probably why it hasn't cracked 50K. And so the whole point of this video is it kind of takes place in an office, but the main character is this guy, you know, some sort of middle manager or manager guy, and everything he touches loses its gravity, so it gets, you know, it goes up like a helium balloon. And it took me like a minute to kind of get this concept, but. There's, you know, they spend the whole, there's a sort of office, you know, narrative arc, you know, kind of woven in there. And these Japanese businessmen are there to, you know, see a presentation by him for a new product. And at the very end, you know, it ends on a cliffhanger. The guy's going to go in to shake his hand. And he seems oblivious to the fact that whatever he touches floats up. So he's going to go shake this guy's hand. And another guy in the office is going to stop him. But it's kind of... You know, 3 minutes and 45 seconds, and from the front to the back, it's really filled with really, you know, interesting moments and kind of little implied subplots and things. It's a kind of a dense narrative video in that way, and I thought it was done really, really well.
Disclosure's made some fantastic videos starting last year with there were several. Well, obviously they started before last year, but you know, leading from last year into this year, they've put out some really fantastic videos, and I think this one kind of follows in that lineage.
Interestingly enough, they had one really good video that was actually pulled permanently too, for Help Me Lose My Mind. So that was a good one.
Do you know why it was pulled?
Yeah, it was apparently pulled for the glamorization of drug use, which is strange because that's kind of the subculture of that style of music. But I guess apparently the band did some interviews afterwards, and they agreed that they weren't about the glamorization of drug use, so they backed their label in that decision to ban it. It was strange also because the video doesn't ever show them using any drugs. It just implies that they're in a heightened state of mind. So it was a weird thing overall, but it was a shame to see that video go. I would like to wish it was back.
What was the name of it?
Help Me Lose My Mind.
Any idea who directed that video, Adam Alexander?
I don't know who directed it.
We have it in the database as Nez. And we have the entry, and it said this video has been removed by the user.
Oh, yeah.
And we have it directed as Nez Kamal, who we have a lot of videos for. He's directed some pretty awesome videos, including Make Her Say by Kid Cudi, the first original Lazy Song with Bruno Mars and several others. But yeah, I wish I could have seen that before it was pulled.
It was great.
I don't know. There's two. The issue of videos being pulled is such an interesting one because we often think of the internet as like whatever goes, but the platforms that have been, you know, become the default ones for sharing music videos, which are Vimeo and YouTube, have different viewpoints on what is appropriate. You know, like, although a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff will sneak on YouTube, they have that sort of age verification thing for things that are a little too racy. Meanwhile, Vimeo seems to view, you know, artistic nudity as something that they tolerate. or, you know, at least host on the site. But
they would still pull that video down if the label was, you know, who owned that video told them to. You know,
definitely, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because it doesn't make it disappear. Like, before, when you would, like, pull a video from MTV, like, there it went. You know, you couldn't play it anymore unless someone had it, like, recorded on VHS or something like that. It wasn't – there's still, like, ways where that stuff is freely distributed. And I'm sure if you looked hard enough, you know, Daily Motion or something else, you'd eventually find that video on the internet.
I'm sure Daily Motion has it, yeah. Or Live – oh, not Live Leak. It would have to be pretty, you know, racy.
But something like that, World Star or something, you'll find it. You'll find it if you look hard enough.
Right. But, you know, and sometimes videos get pulled. I mean, there was that David Bowie video that got pulled, you know, for a while. There are videos that kind of sometimes bask in the glory of being pulled off the internet for being too racy because it's great publicity. You know, if there's a, you know, a pop video that's been pulled off the internet and everybody says, you know, I've got to see that if it was too racy for, you know, YouTube to keep on their servers.
Yeah, it's interesting. What did you? Well, I staff picked that for you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm happy about that too. I was rooting for that one to get staff picked.
Nice. Yeah, our staff pick list is getting fat for this
week. You know, fat ass staff pick. Did you staff pick slow? Did you staff pick this slow celebration video?
Oh yeah, I definitely.
Ooh, staff picked talk that. About it. Talk about it. Then you staff used to pack the pick.
I very rarely staff pick stuff, but I definitely had to staff pick this one because this one is like one of the simplest concept videos that came out this week, and that was directed by Rasmus Wang Carlson, and it's just these two guys, who I assume are the members of Slow Celebration, and what they are doing is just basically appearing in different situations. One appears to be at some sort of very small stage with like flashing lights. They're also at a I'm not sure what they call the place where you play cool swords, you know, from the Olympics. What is that called? Called fencing.
Yeah,
doing fencing.
Cool swords.
As well.
I want them to change it to cool swords. needs to happen.
So, and they're also in like a ball pit in other areas, and just for, you know, for I think. Like camera presence and, you know, performance, not just performing like music or performing for a video, is just something that we like see so rarely now. And these guys, like, they're just two guys, they're not playing instruments, and only one of them is singing, and they just like own this entire video. I loved it, and definitely one of my favorites from the week.
Fantastic. Should we go back to the top, or should we keep going here with some of these lower coolers?
Well, maybe we should talk a little bit more. We have some other ones in our arsenal for the staff picks from you, Doug. And one of them that I really, really want to talk about is something that I only saw earlier today that freaked me out and maybe scarred me a little bit, and that is a song called Ewok Sadness by Marijuana Death Squads.
Let's let Adam Alexander, because this comes straight from the Adam Alexander pocket right here.
Such a fucked up music video.
It's such a fucked up music video. The end serves it for me. Listen, Adam Alexander, whenever he sends me music videos, you know, for staff pick consideration, and a lot of times I take him for it. And he seemed pretty excited about this video, and I watched it all the way through, and like it was fucking weird, and I went all the way to the end, and it, the end got me, the very end specifically. So let's let Adam Alexander take this one away.
It's pretty basic, guy. It's basically a very sad Ewok, like the song title would suggest. And there's a little bit of, I'd almost have to rewatch it a second time. I only went once through, but there's something with is it a stand-up comedian that interacts with this Ewok a little bit?
No, I think he's more of a bodybuilder, some sort of fitness.
A bodybuilder? Okay. And do they have like some sort of a conflict? Speaker?
No, he's more of like a Henry Rollins type of character, I think. There's actually pictures of Henry Rollins in his room.
So help me out a little bit. What's the Ewok's issue with this other guy? Did they have a conflict of some kind?
Well, yeah. Adam, you didn't even watch the video. So what happened?
I miss a lot. I miss them.
So what happens is, so this has one of the strangest / epic opening shots I've ever seen in a video, because I did not notice the title before I saw this video. So it opens on basically a Ewok, and this is, you know, from Star Wars Return of the Jedi, on the forest planet Endor, filled with Ewoks. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely, obviously, go see that movie so you are up to date on what Ewoks are. But this is not one of the tiny fuzzy Ewoks. This is more of a overweight Ewok who is, I don't know, this is a large Ewok.
Uncomfortably sad Ewok.
Yeah, he's uncomfortably,
If an Ewok was like a Redditor.
So he's sitting in his room and he looks really, really just abjectly sad. But his room, as they pull out, is covered with posters of this kind of muscular guy. And then not all the same guy. Like I mentioned, there's some Henry Rollins stuff in there. But then it kind of flashes back to a encounter that he had where this guy was, you know, doing a press event. And, you know, the Ewok character had brought something for him that he had made. And this guy kind of just, like, pushes to the floor and is making fun of this Ewok guy in front of everybody, and this just, like, absolutely crushes him, because it's very clear that he sort of, like, worships this guy, and although he's never met him, you know, it's something that's very important to him. So this sends him into sort of, like, this existential kind of death spiral, and he just, like, flips out. He just, like, wrecks this room, taking things over. He, like, snaps a laptop in half. He just is going nuts. And then he kind of picks up this blade and looks at it. And then, spoiler alert, it's coming up ahead. So then in the end of the video, he confronts this guy on stage. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, Adam, he might have been some sort of motivational fitness speaker. Yeah. And so then he pulls out this blade, which would a blade that would be at home on the forest planet Endor. And you think that he's going to kill him, but instead he stabs himself, and this blue Gatorade-looking liquid just gushes out, and then the people in the audience start clapping, and that's the end.
No. You took out a part. First of all, the Henry Rollins guy is like, that's nasty, or like something like he's obviously a little affected by it, but not like a big deal affected by it. Like, it's way bigger of a moment on the stage for the Ewok. Okay, you've left that part out. And also it's a slow clap. It's not just everyone starts clapping. One guy starts clapping, and then everyone slowly joins in. It wasn't just like an eruption of applause. It was like a slow clap. Like, everyone was expecting it to happen, and then it finally did. So
the crazy thing about this video is that I think it definitely, like, as absolutely insane as this is, and every second of this is just packed with insanity, it kind of does have a little bit of a deeper meaning. I mean, there have been a lot of, like, you know, articles and talk, you know, in the past year or so about the kind of false relationship that people can sometimes build up with people they don't know who are celebrities through, you know, easier communication methods like Twitter and, you know, especially Twitter. And, you know, the fact that you can meet somebody and kind of think that you have a bond with them, but they don't know who you are and may kind of reject that. And, you know, how if somebody kind of builds a part of their psyche up around that, how they deal with that when that goes away. It definitely, I don't know, this video just freaked me out.
Well, I think you're taking it maybe to a little bit further level too.
No, not many
celebrities. I think a little bit of that's in there, but like, not many celebrities. Like,
I think
if you like come with them with a box that you made for them, and they're like, instead they knock it to the ground and play with your ears and like dance around with you. I don't think I've heard that happening yet. I mean, Justin Bieber's a dick, but I don't think he's done that yet.
There is some emotional weight to it, though. It actually is kind of a little bit sad of a narrative, right? If he wasn't maybe an Ewok.
It's definitely sad if it was a kid.
No, it's sad no matter who it is. And the Ewok, they make the Ewok look really sad. It, like, the eyes are droopy, and it's like, it's very upsetting. Even though it's like clearly a costume, like, that's fine. It goes. And it was definitely worth the staff pick.
And Marijuana Death Squads is an artist that I have to confess I have not heard of.
I hadn't heard of yet.
But that's a great name for a band. This week is filled with great names for bands.
Definitely. So,
Like, should we talk about No. What was yours? I was going to talk about another great name for a band, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Oh, you don't know those guys?
I do, yeah, but I just like every time
it's
I see
a great
one of their
name. It's a
videos,
great.
I love that. That's one of my favorite band names. I don't know why.
Well, no, it's a great band name. It is. I give him props. Should you want to talk about this video now?
Yeah. Let's talk about this one because this one reminded me of Your Life Is a Lie by MGMT. It's one of those videos where it's a lot of crazy stuff happening.
Yeah, it did remind me of that, and it also reminded me a little bit of You Can't Stop by Miley Cyrus, a little bit.
Yeah, actually, now that you mentioned that, it definitely does. It has one of the elements that was like or is this the one that has the plastic on the furniture?
Yes.
Yes, there's a lot of plastic on furniture this week.
They changed a screenshot on their video, which I'm happy about.
What was it before?
It was like a pink background. It said like Daryl Earnhardt Jr. presents Run. And now it's the Asian man in a suit laying next to scantily clad women.
Yeah, I feel like if this, and this is directed by Claire Marie Vogel, if We Can't Stop and Your Life Is a Lie had a baby, I feel like this would be the end result.
Yeah, right. And those are two fantastic videos, so that's why I've got it up there at the top. Because I don't think it's like – I think it comes – it's got the feeling of those videos, but I don't think it's necessarily like copying those.
No, not at all. Yeah. I mean this is sort of a genre, if you will, of – I call them sort of just like random element videos where you take – you know, this is one of those – music videos are one of those mediums where you can do something like this. So, you know, why not? And if it fits with the music. Like there's that great shot of – so there's an elderly Asian man who's kind of the star of this video. And there's a great shot of him opening a door to two Mylar balloons that say no.
and it goes with the music too. Like they ask a question in the song at that moment.
Yeah, which is why I said which is why I definitely think it like shares some sort of brainwaves with Your Life Is a Lie.
Right.
But yeah, and this is also another common thread this week, the old style cameras.
Yeah, it happened. It happened also in the Tim the Cashy video.
Right. But yeah, I thought this was a great video. Claire Marie Vogel again is a fantastic director who is. You should definitely check out her work. She is a in-house director, photographer, and editor at Warner Brothers.
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff for them. We did an interview with her where she kind of details a little bit of how that works out. Warner Brothers has like staff directors who will sometimes direct music videos, sometimes they'll do behind the scenes stuff, sometimes they'll just kind of like tag along with a band for a couple of weeks and shoot just like some just kind of footage as they're hanging out with them. So yeah, it's an interesting role, but yeah, sometimes she gets to do some music videos and this is a fantastic one for sure. Can we talk about Run River North?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's.
My one disappointment this year or this week was that Diedrich Bader only has one credit in our database. Because if you're not familiar with his work, he's mostly known to me as from Office Space.
Oh, really? That's where he's most famous to you for?
Yeah. He's probably most famous to also for the Drew Carey Show.
Right, and then also for Napoleon Dynamite.
Right, the bodybuilding gym dude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So those are three. But he's like always like he's basically just that guy. But the Drew Carey Show, I think for me is the one because I think like that's where he kind of like he was on the Drew Carey Show before he was doing any of that other stuff.
True. Yeah.
But Office Space, he's definitely like, yeah, I definitely know him for Office Space too. Like, he hasn't become just Office Space like the O face guy has. But
oh no, not at all. But he's got the great line where it's like, "What would you do with $1 million?" Like, I'll tell you what I'd do: two chicks at the same time. The guy's like, "You'd do two chicks at the same time." I can't remember how it goes anyway. Fuck that. But anyway, so now he's in a music video. Let's talk about it because it's a great one.
It's a fun video directed by Zach Stoltz, who we've talked about a lot on this show. He's a fantastic director, video effects guy. Not much video effects in this video, though some. The concept of this video is the band Run River North goes on a camping trip with Diedrich. How do you say his name? Diedrich?
I think it's Diedrich.
Diedrich. So they go on a camping trip with Diedrich. All things are all well and good. And then he discovers that they're planning to cook him and eat him. Hmm. Do I have this right so far?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, planning to cook him and eat them. And so therefore he decides to, you know, try to stop them from doing so. And this epic battle in the woods begins. And, you know, obviously he takes them out one by one. And all throughout, which is probably my favorite part of the video, all throughout there is performance, campfire performance sequences of the band around the campfire. And it kind of tracks along the band as they perform it. And they're, like, beat up and, like cuts and stuff all over their face. And they're, like, strumming the guitar in a manner where that they just were beat up as. And so that's probably my favorite part of the video. But once again, spoiler alert, Diedrich comes out on top and kills every member of the band.
So the one of my favorite elements of this video is how he finds out that they're going to eat him, because he goes into like a bag and pulls out a shopping list. And I think there's three things on the shopping list: beer, marshmallows, and Diedrich Bader. And like from that, like he just seems to automatically know that he has to murder them now. Because that's basically like right away things get crazy.
And they're fantastic in this video.
Oh yeah, no, they're great. They're you know, it's hard to go like, you know, toe to toe with Diedrich Bader like with like comedic acting, and like every single one of them pulls it off.
Yeah, it's funny. This video reminds me of another IMDb pick that Zach directed, which was Static Jack Wallflowers, which is kind of like the Weird Science remake, and that also has like a weird turn, like a piece of paper kind of. with information on it kind of represents like where the video makes a turn, kind of like this one does, and both of it work really well, but the two videos really felt like, you know, they had that same feeling to them.
Hear that, Zach? We're calling you out.
Well, oh shit, that's not what.
Yeah, you're recycling your plot line, Zach.
Didn't say that.
Doug definitely said that. Definitely. Email all complaint to doug@imvdb.com.
Send it over.
And admin@fringemusicfix.com.
Yeah, send it to him too. Right on Adam's Facebook wall. And while you're at it, submit a cover and Facebook logo idea. Huh?
How is that contest going, Adam?
Actually, poorly this time. I usually get more submissions. I'm sad.
How many did you get?
So far, none.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to laugh.
Sometimes they roll in right at the end, but we'll see. Maybe I'll just... I did do a new one of my own. I'm actually kind of terrible, but I do have one in case I don't get any submissions. So
I'll send one in.
Do one in MS Paint.
That's
what I was gonna do.
So I think we should need to turn our attention to the sexy side, you guys.
I'm ready. I think I'm ready. nothing against Diedrich.
No, he's definitely a sexy man. But we need to look at a Desire by Meg Myers, directed by Mr. Georgian Bat. And Doug has advised me on the pronunciation of that. Pronunciation is not our strong point here on the podcast, but he's directed some amazing videos, including Why Am I the One for Fun, Tongue Tied for Group Love, which I just did a music video relapse of. So I was, you know...
Teenage Daughter, Dog is Dead, sorry.
Right, yeah, and there's a lot of great ones, and so every time a Jordan video comes down the pipeline, I'm excited. And this one was a very sexy video, and it starts with the fact that this might be one of the most explicit songs I've ever heard, coming from, in this style, you know? This, you know, it's a very explicit song, so I'm not, you know, it's not super surprising that, you know, the video is therefore a sexy video.
Yeah, and Meg Myers is one to have great music videos. She did that Heart video, I think, that Elliot Sellers directed, which was a really fantastic video as well. Not as sexy as this one is. This is definitely a sexy video, but also a really great video. This might be the my favorite video of the year so far. I know it's early, and that's
really say. Wow.
I mean, I really, really enjoyed this video. I think it was really great, and it was
Well, tell us about that.
Pretty dark as well, and so I don't know. It was part her performance. Her performance is really great in this video. She's this is definitely not a phoned-in performance, and the effect at the end with her floating is also great. Like you said, it's a sexy video. I like that, and then just like little elements in it that I'm like seem really deliberate that I'm interested to know more about. You know, like this is. Like the stuff on the TV doesn't seem like really random at all. Like it's everything seems to like kind of be contributing to the overall kind of feeling and vibe of this video. And it's another video where right now I've only watched it a couple of times, but right now I'm not exactly sure everything that's happening. Why she floats in the air at the end, but that just like. I'm most compelled by and
I think she has a ghost lover, right? Is what I got.
Is that what it is? Ghost lover?
Yeah, because he's holding her in his arms there. I believe because then she gets into the pull-out bed and he joins her alongside her.
Yeah, I like
it's,
that.
It's like a ghost. It's kind of like a ghost dealy.
Yeah, I like that. I think I like that too. Or I'm unwilling to make guesses.
Or that scene I go in, with guesses. Or that scene in MacGruber. In the graveyard? I thought that was going to happen. Have you guys ever seen that?
Yes.
No.
So we'll link to it in the show notes, and this is obviously nothing against this video at all, but this was like, so halfway through, I'm like, oh my, like, she's like talking about how she like wants a guy to like, you know, break it off, and she's, you know, and she's, then it becomes clear that there's somebody invisible there. I'm like, oh right. My God, she's going to have invisible sex with a ghost, and it's gonna get crazy here. And but you know, then it kind of takes a twist where she's floating up in the air, and it goes in a different direction. But I couldn't help in the back of my dumb mind think of that scene in MacGruber in the graveyard. I will link to it in the show notes, the one with Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, it's a great scene. It's a great scene.
So here's an interesting question for you guys. I had a conversation with a female friend of mine in regards to this video. We'll often we'll share videos with one another, and we kind of talk about whether it's sexy or not. And she said that this video is absolutely not sexy in that it's not subtle enough to be sexy. It's too right out there lyrically and visually to be sexy. How do you guys feel about that idea?
Well, I think that there's like. In the styling of both her and the setting, they definitely went the kind of the opposite way of sexing. I mean, it's sexy. I mean, the wood paneling and dirty old couch, I think, are definitely the opposite of what right. we would think of as sex appeal here. And also, like, you know, if she was wearing like, you know, something lacy or something like that, or had like a ton of makeup on or whatever. She's not really styled in that style. She's
kind of like a girl next door look.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
But there's something appealing to that too. I'm not going to get into underwear preferences on ladies, but I don't think lacy underwear necessarily makes you more sexy. Like I think that this is definitely a sexy video. I mean, Meg Myers is sexy, right? And in this video she is. Like, and I don't think she's like trying to be Britney Spears or like Miley, but like it's definitely got like the, you know, like those elements. It's like a darker version, but it's still definitely sexy.
Yeah, but if her critique was that it was not subtle enough, I think this definitely is a really subtle video in that way. I think not. I mean, we can point to 100 examples of the unsubtleness of, you know, sexuality in music videos.
I see what you mean. Yeah, absolutely, and I agree with that.
I think actually maybe lyrically, if the lyrics were changed a little bit, maybe she would have felt differently, because the lyrics are not subtle at all in any way.
No, they're not.
Right. So switch up the lyrics a little bit, and that you're right. If we watch the video objectively, it's not really as sexy or as explicit as a lot of the stuff that we see. Even compared to a Miley video, it's quite tame, really.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. And he's got a pretty good, pretty all-star cast on here. He's got Paul Bloch producing and Marshall Plant, which is one of my favorite colorists, doing the color.
It's really interesting, too, on how they did the effect. There's some pictures available on the Vimeo embed. If you go to his Jordan's Vimeo, he's got a picture, and there's two people in green screen suits. So peek behind the curtain.
Wait, let me... he's got the behind-the-scenes picture here. Yeah, that is very odd. And there's a picture of a guy with a mullet. It's like...
Look for an upcoming interview, maybe, and you'll find out more about how they did it.
Yeah. Nice.
It was like... I wrote a music video relapse today about Big Bad Wolf by Duck Sauce, and realized with horror as to how they actually pulled off something like that. I'll link to that in the show notes as well.
Yeah, I do. What else?
Well, I think it may be time to rein in our favorites.
All right, well, we just said mine.
So that is your favorite, not just of the week, but pretty much of the entire year.
Well, yeah, I'd say right now, I of the week, I also really liked, I mean, all the ones that we have at the top of the website right now, but I also really liked the Run video. The Dale Earnhardt Jr. one. But yeah, I think so. As of right now, the videos that have been released so far this year, that Meg Myers one definitely it's definitely my favorite.
Pretty unforgettable. It's a strong video. I would say that it's probably in my top five of the year as well right now.
Yeah, I think it's
pretty
so.
Good.
And Adam, what are you thinking about what's your favorite of the week?
Oh, I like to try to hit one that we haven't talked about when we do this. I kind of have a toss up going, but I'm going to go with I'm not really 100% sure how to pronounce the artist's name. I think it's Javion. And the video was Give Up, and I don't know if you guys have seen this one. It's a cool video. It's definitely heavy on the narrative. It does a thing that sometimes pisses me off in a music video, but I like the way they used it in this one. And it's sort of the technique where the song is being played on a radio or on a stereo in the video, or sometimes it's in a concert hall or whatever. And as the characters move away from the music, sometimes it cuts out completely, and then they re-enter the area and the music kicks in again. So they do that in this video, but I like the way they did it. So basically the premise is... they're two short order cooks in a breakfast place, and it's a female and a male that are working together, and they're making eggs and bacon and stuff like that. And the woman character is clearly not having a good day, or maybe not even a good life, but she's definitely an angry short order cook. And the guy is kind of, he may have like a little bit of a crush going on, and he's basically trying to cheer her up or make her smile and stuff, and he's not doing too good. And basically the video builds from there, so I'm not going to give away the ending, but that's basically the idea behind it. It's a good one. It's Javion's Give Up, directed by Ben Strebel.
It ends with them making a hamburger.
They make a hamburger.
They make the perfect hamburger. I haven't seen this one, and I was going to watch it, but I ran out of time. So I'm glad that you picked that one, because I'll definitely put it on my list now.
The performances are really strong too. I should mention that. I like the acting; very good for a narrative style music video.
Nice. As my favorite, you know, I thought there was a ton of amazing videos this week, but it's a toss up between the Ewok one and Slow Celebration, but I'm going to say Slow Celebration by Fun by Slow Celebration. That was my favorite one of the week, directed by Rasmus Wang Carlson. And you already know my reasons for that. But you can go down the top 50 this week and hit a ton, you know, tons of amazing music videos. It was a great week for sort of lower key music videos. And I wanted to mention a few other ones: the Trevor Jackson New Thang, directed by BVZA, and our friend Tom Glunt also had two music videos come out this week, both which were excellent. And they were, let me just pull it up here.
Descended from Myth by RJD2,
and
good one.
And I Can't Forget About You by R5.
And there was also Ninian Dolph put out a pretty cool music video this week as well. Stronger Than Ever by Riley Ritchie. Check that one out. And I also wanted to quickly mention, kind of low key video too, Reggie Watts put out a straightforward music video this week for a song called Get Ready. It's not like a joke song at all. It's a straightforward R&B song by Reggie Watts. Put out a music video on Jash this week.
They did it through Jash, huh? Okay.
Yeah, through Jash, but not a comedy video at all, unless I missed the joke.
And Cameron Duddy, who we just had on the podcast a few episodes ago, released a video for Hold On by Colby Collette.
Collette,
which we had been waiting for a few weeks, and it was co-directed by him and Harper Smith, so I'm glad that came out, and it also turned out very, very well.
Yeah, it's a cool video.
So there we have it.
How about that Adam Alexander changed his Facebook picture to the Ewok?
No,
that just, I did.
Just so right now?
About right 28 now. Minutes ago, 26.
I can't believe you're on Facebook doing stuff while we're trying to
I know, how dare you? How fucking dare you?
I can't do one thing, and I'm always on Facebook.
How fucking dare you?
You already got two. You got two likes. You're raking in the likes. Christy Portlance and Brittany Comier.
Two likes. That's about all I usually get. Two
likes. Is it those two? Those two supporters?
I posted a picture of my dad yesterday. I got about 36 likes on that.
I know.
That was that was one of my top posts.
Yeah.
Wasn't his 80th, though. I embellished that by about 30 years.
Wait, you said it was 20. Your dad's 80th?
Yeah.
You're going to
get... He's not 80, though. He's not 80.
Did you guys see that there was a BuzzFeed post about this Claire Marie Vogel video?
No.
Well, there was. Let's tag that at the end.
What does the BuzzFeed post say?
It's just a bunch of GIFs from the video.
Oh, because they're always... I mean, they're not just like, great video. They're usually kicking up shit, right?
Yeah, they usually kick up shit. Yeah, they do. Hmm. Like, TMZ kicks up shit. I don't have any idea about TMZ. But yeah, it's from BuzzFeed staff, and they just posted the video. Posted like a bunch of GIFs from the video and then the video link. So, hey, BuzzFeed. Welcome to music videos.
Yeah, interesting. Well, there we go, everybody. You know where to find us on the usual places. Doug just Skyped me this link here. Thank you. So I have many, many links to go check out. You can always check out all the podcasts. And I was just realizing the other day how many podcasts we have. Not all of them are just us dicking around. We have so many. We have tons of interviews with like Emily Kai Bach and a lot of other directors.
Lee McKissick, who was just signed to Boulevard Industries.
Lee got signed to Boulevard?
Yeah, you didn't see I emailed you that today. Yeah, Lee McKissick was signed to Boulevard Industries. They announced it today.
And I did not see that at all. Okay, great. Well, there we go. We're ending on some good news. So congratulations, Leah. She is one of our podcast interviewees.
First lady. First lady we ever interviewed.
So anyway, we'll see you guys next week.